This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's a not guilty plea for the Racine man accused of stalking the Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Ryan Thornton said in court yesterday he'll represent himself. The case will proceed to trial. Thornton faces up to 3.5 years in prison if convicted. The state of Wisconsin is suing to force the release of federal food share funds during the shutdown. Governor Evers says the USDA's restrictions endanger vital food aid and that the state likely won't cover the shortfall with its own money. Crews have started work on the Lincoln King housing development. The project will create 35 new homes with support from the city, Habitat for Humanity, and local developers. A new Wisconsin bill would require repeat reckless speeders to install GPS-based speed-limiting devices in their cars. Drivers convicted twice of speeding 20 miles per hour or more over the limit within 5 years would have to use the device for a year at their own cost. And voting is underway for Racine's Spooktacular Homes Decorating Contest. People can vote for their favorite Halloween displays online, with winners announced on Halloween. Racine, Kenosha, and many communities do trick-or-treating on Friday. You can see some times online at racinecountyeye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks knock off the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12 at the half and came back to beat the Knicks at five serve form, 121-111. Giannis with 37 points. Ryan Rollins, a career high 25 from Milwaukee. But after the game, Doc Rivers said what he really liked was the defense by Rollins and Kyle Kuzma.
It's what we have to do. I mean, you know, our whole parts is what makes us seem really good. I thought the second half, just the effort defensively by everyone, starting with Ryan, guarding Brunson for most of the night, got tons of deflections, got his hands on the ball, got a couple of steals. Kuz guarding Karl-Anthony Towns. That's as good as you can get.
So the Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night, tip-off time at 7 p.m. Baseball, a big night for the Blue Jays. They jumped out to an early lead, beat the Dodgers in L.A. 6-2 to tie the World Series, up 2 games apiece. Game 5 of the Fall Classic tonight at Dodger Stadium with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It's going to be another nice fall day today, mostly sunny. Our high right around 52 here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the low 40s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 53. Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.